The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi everyone and welcome to another edition of Clan Chat. Wait a minute, I hear you cry, there hasn't been a signing announcement, and you would be right. But if you remember back to Super Signing Sunday, you'll recall there was one interview missing that we didn't get. That's right, we didn't have Nolan Laporte. Well, better late than never, as I finally caught up with Clan's number 37 to talk about his return, and he talks us through what's been a very difficult year for him. Welcome back, Nolan Laporte. Nolan, welcome back to the club. We missed you on Super Signing Sunday. Good to finally chat to you. Are you feeling the love again from the fans?
Oh, yeah. It's incredible. And they're the reason why I'm coming back. You know, I loved it there so much because of the fans, because of the environment. I'm super excited to be coming back.
They'll be glad to hear that. So clearly it was something you were keen to do, or did you maybe resign yourself to the fact that might be it for you? You're obviously hoping for it, but was there a part of you resigned yourself to the fact that you might not come back because obviously things have moved on since?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was in the back of my head since we went there. I went there. It was amazing. I had, one of the best years of my life. I loved it. Loved everything about it. And obviously with the season being shut down last year, can't really do anything about that. And after the year I had this year in the United States, I was just so ready to get back there. It's just a completely different style of hockey and a completely different atmosphere. So, I was just excited when, I spoke with Gareth and Malcolm, the new coach. I actually knew Malcolm from the East Coast League. So got to chat with him a little bit, and the opportunity just sounded too good again to pass up on, and, had to make the decision to come back.
Now, of course, your first season with the club ended because of the pandemic. It ended rather abruptly, I think it's fair to say. But what were your personal highlights from that first season with the club?
I guess, the biggest highlight was the winning streak we went on early in the season. It was incredible. Just the locker room, everyone was happy. Everyone was always joking around. Nobody was ever getting on each other about anything. Even when we were losing, we kind of knew certain games that we were losing that we're going to come back and win this game because we were that good at that moment, in that season. And obviously things didn't go as planned. Everyone got sick and a lot of things happened throughout the season that, kind of cut us short. But one of those streaks like that, 9-10 games, whatever we were on there, it was so much fun. So I think that at that point was the highlight that we had, or at least that I had, that season.
And of course, I think the club had went through a bad spell towards the end of that season, starting to pick it up, 2 or 3 wins. I think there was a bit of momentum, and of course that was taken away. Did you always feel that you could make the playoffs in the end?
Yeah, I think all along we knew we just needed to be healthy, and that wasn't happening for us. We constantly had guys out sick and injured. But towards the end of the season, we were picking up momentum again, and we thought for sure that we were going to make it and, be a competitive team.
And of course, the Purple Army adopted the song "Achy Breaky Heart" in your honor, changing the lyrics. Can you hear it the same way again?
It's kind of funny. I've never heard that song until they brought it up, obviously, when I was in Scotland. And then I just started working here up in Michigan, and for some reason, that song comes on a lot at the restaurant, the brewery that I'm working at. And I just keep hearing it over and over. And I'm like, oh my God, it's a sign or something. I got to go back there. So it's pretty funny.
There you go. Even when they're not there, the Purple Army are right there.
That's right.
Let's look back on last year. Now, it was a tough time for you. Obviously, between lockdown and January, there was nothing happening for you. Fort Wayne Comets eventually picked you up. Pandemic aside, had you ever known at a time like that in your career where it was just everything was so up in the air?
No. The whole last season was crazy too. between the AHL, NHL, East Coast League, the amount of players filtering through each league was just incredible. And it made for a tough year. And obviously, I didn't stay in Fort Wayne very long. So, you know, there was a lot of good players in the East Coast League last year. And there was a lot of crazy stuff around the whole league with, you know, the things that we had to go through just to play. So let's hope we don't have to go through that again, because that was not fun.
And of course, you ended the season at Greenville Swamp Rabbits, who are coached by the former Cardiff coach there, Andrew Lord. Andrew would have known you from your time in Glasgow as well. Plus, there was a few guys there that had played in the league. Did that help in any way in settling in there?
Definitely. I mean, when you get traded to a new team, you're walking into a locker room where you pretty much don't know anyone. I obviously played against a lot of the guys, but guys like Joey Haddad, he was the captain there in Greenville. Bryce Reddick was there. You know, a lot of the Cardiff guys, they're awesome guys. And I loved Lordo as a coach too. He was a great guy. And, you know, I liked it there a lot. I actually loved it in Greenville. But, yeah, those Cardiff guys are great guys. And I think it definitely helped getting picked up by them, because Lordo saw me when we were in Glasgow playing against him.
Of course, one of your teammates was Brendan Connolly, who's a former Clan player as well. He's coming back with Sheffield this year as well. Did you have a chance to talk to him about your time in Glasgow and sort of compare stories, if you like?
No, and I'm actually glad I didn't get to play with him, because I don't like him. But he wasn't there. So I got there and he was already out of there. I don't know where he went. But yeah, I never actually got to meet him or play with him. So the only meetings we've had with each other were on the ice when we have our stick swinging competitions at each other. That's about it.
I think he came back for the Elite Series back in April. I think that's what it was. Just when I think back. Oh well, you'll be pals again soon enough. Never mind.
Yeah, soon enough.
So overall, how do you look back on the last 18 months now? We're starting to get normality back. We're all looking forward to a new season. You've said yourself it was a kind of crazy time, but now that we're finally settling in, how are the excitement levels within you?
I don't really know what's going on over in the UK in terms of, you know, the protocol that we'll have to go through, or if they're going to be allowing fans. But towards the end of the season here, it started picking back up into almost full capacity at most of these places in the East Coast League. And it changes the game. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. But I really hope, you know, we can get the fans in there, because this is what it's all about. You know, the fans, they're the reason I want to come back so bad, you know. So I'm excited, but you know, we don't know what's going to happen yet, and I'm sure you know more on it than I do, but I haven't heard anything about fans or any of that. So hopefully we can get everyone in there and be able to, you know, cheer us on, which would be amazing. But if not, well, we're there to play hockey. So,
and of course, we've got the late start as well. Clan don't start their fixtures until November as well, and that gives you a bit more time to get yourself ready for the new season as well. That's got to be a good thing as well for preparation.
Yeah, definitely. Especially after this year I just came off of. I think I only played 14 games. So, yeah, it's nice. I think it's going to be a nice little break for us. And then the shortened season, obviously, it's great. So gives your body a chance to recover. So definitely need that.
And you said you've had a chat with Malcolm. You knew of him in the ECHL. What's he said to you about maybe your role in the team, what his own plans are for the team going ahead? What's he said in that regard?
You know, we haven't talked too much about exactly what my role will be on this team. I know there's a lot of new players coming in. And we'll see. I mean, I talked to Malcolm a few years back. He tried to get me to go to Wichita when he was the coach there. I went out to dinner with him actually for a night, and, you know, we had a good time, and seems like an awesome guy. Can't wait to play for him. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
And you mentioned the fact the fans were one of the reasons you're coming back. What about unfinished business? Is that too obvious a thing to say about your return, that you want to actually achieve something while you're here?
Yeah, I mean, definitely this time around, I think we need to make playoffs. And I think we, with the team that I've seen so far, obviously you say it every year, but there's a way we can make a push, and any team can win, you know. Just have to see how our team stacks up and how the other teams look and do what we can. But we're going to do everything we can to be in the playoff position.
just how big a season is this for you, Nolan, given what's happened the last 18 months, a chance for you to come back and really find your feet again? Do you regard this as a big season in your career?
Yeah, I think this is one of the biggest seasons I've had. Coming off of a season like that, and just this whole pandemic thing has just crushed a lot of guys. I know a lot of my buddies have quit, no longer play anymore because of this. And it's got to happen. Like, I want to have a good year. I don't know how many years I got left in me. So this could be, you know, the one that I want to close out on, or, you know, getting close to it. And I want to be at the top of my game and performing the best I can.
Nearly at the end, Nolan, just a couple of questions before we go. First of all, I want to ask about a fun fact, something that not a lot of people will know about you. It's something I've been asking all the guys. So what have you got for us? What fun fact can you tell us about yourself?
Oh, God, I didn't even think about this. Well, I got a crazy little wiener dog coming with me to Scotland. That's a fun fact.
What's his name?
His name is Henry.
Henry. Good name.
Yep. Henry and my girlfriend Claudia will both be coming with.
Excellent. Good stuff. And finally, just to finish off, you've talked about the fans quite a lot in this interview. What's your message to them as you prepare to return to Scotland? What would you like to say to the Purple Army?
I can't wait to see all you guys back in that building cheering us on, singing my song. I love it. Can't wait to see you guys.
Great, Nolan. Great to see you again. Glad we finally caught up with you. And yeah, it'll be a good few weeks before we see you, but we're all looking forward to it. Nolan, thank you so much for your time and great to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you. Thanks, Craig.
Nolan Laporte there, completing our set of interviews with the team for 2021-22 so far. There will be another fresh one soon for you to look forward to, so watch this space. But that's all for now. Keep up to date with the latest from Glasgow Clan at the website, clanihc.com, as well as our social channels on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram at clanihc. Thank you to Nolan and to you for listening. Keep subscribing and downloading the Clan Chat podcast as well. Goodbye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.